Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, happy Sunday evening. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix, coming to you from Maui, Hawaii. And I got a pretty good full switchboard. That's good. Before I go into my readings, if you haven't heard my show before, I help people improve their energy and their connection to their higher self. And I don't care for questions like, what is he thinking? When am I going to meet the love of my life? Those kind of things. Because it's really about raising your energy right now, and that's what the purpose of my readings are. And if you haven't ever listened before, just hang in there and you'll get an idea of how this works. And I take the calls according to, in the order that they came in on the switchboard. And I have somebody who's been waiting pretty long from the 630 area code, and I'm going to go to that call first. And hi, what can we talk about tonight?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
In the last couple of months, I've been working really hard to reestablish my business in a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I work on it every day, but I haven't seen, like, the fruits of my labor yet. So I was wondering if you could tell me anything about my career and how it's going to be going.
Yeah, that's a good question. Thanks for asking that question that way, because the kind of questions I'm answering. So what I do is I tune into your voice, and it helps me tune into your frequency and your guides and your guidance system. And sometimes I need to ask a few more questions. But I'm trying to see. The first thing that I'm seeing, and everything comes in layers, is I'm seeing that there's a problem because of the COVID-19. It is it preventing you from connecting, or did the nature of your business change because of COVID-19 stuff?
Yes, it did. And that's what I've been working on, is pivoting and, reestablishing my business. I've been working through the whole pandemic, but...
Mm-hmm. And so you're what? And can you share with me what you're doing?
I've just been putting myself out there more on social media, letting people know that they can purchase with me. I'm still open. What products are available? Why there's been a delay in making products, but it's still available to them. I've gotten a new supplier. I've gotten a new driver. But also the thing is I would like to do larger contracts. I don't mind the smaller ones that I get too, but really at this stage of the game in my age, I'm gearing more towards, advertising that I would like to work on larger projects and get larger orders.
Can you tell me what you're selling?
I sell windows.
Oh, okay. You sell windows. So you're in, let me see. I'm sorry to laugh. It's funny that I see you in the healing arts. I'm sorry to be chuckling. So you're saying that you've put some effort into trying to go into different areas, but it doesn't seem to be moving. Well, I'm going to break the news to you that what I'm seeing in your energy is that there's a different field that you should be in. And that would be why it's not, you know, no matter what you do. That's actually pretty common when no matter what we do. I just thought I'd have a look-see and see what it was, just in case it was something else. I mean, because it could be something else. But there's a stagnance. I'm seeing, short of doing like a longer reading, the first thing I'm seeing, so if you can kind of help me through this, is I'm seeing just this brick wall, this stagnance in the energy and the direction you're trying to go in. So when I see that, I know that that means that that's not a direction you should keep pushing in. So I need a little feedback from you here.
Okay. I mean, I've tried other, I've been told before, oh, you know, like you'd also be great as a writer. And I wrote a book and I've, you know, pushed that too. But it's still, I just feel like my creative ability to, you know, I mean, I don't have to stay in the field I'm in. I'm great at sales, so I could sell, you know, anything else too. It's just when I go to work,
yeah.
I'm going to be working, you know, so many hours that day. I'm looking to be effective at, you know, making money, really.
Yeah. Are you aware of like what the energy of the planet, where it's, have you heard anybody talk about that?
No.
What's happening to the planet? What's happening to humanity? What's happening to the planet? It's shifting. It shifted. It shifted already. And what we're seeing is the result of the fact that it shifted and it's been shifting, and people haven't shifted with it. So that's why everything's falling apart and getting so chaotic and frustrating for everybody. So I'm just going to have to, I try to keep my readings at around 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you, I really do see, and you know, you can consult with your spirit or maybe another intuitive, but what I'm seeing is the doors are all closed on the window business for you. And there's not any energy going there. I don't see any energy flowing there. And that's where I derived that answer from. And I am seeing that you need to go into your creative stuff. But you would have to, I think you'd want to get a little bit of an education about what's going on. You know, metaphysically what's happening to the planet and to humanity, so that, you know, you can think about which direction you might want to go in. I can tell you're really intelligent and very good at moving towards a goal, but you're going to need to shift your goals like almost like 360 in order for anything to work for you.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, that wasn't. Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Well, that's different. One of the things I like about this show is it's so fun because I never know who's calling in. I never know what the answer is going to be. It's just pretty interesting. I've been doing this actually, I think, for 7 years. I've only been doing this particular one under the Violet Phoenix for maybe a year or two. So, I used to go by the Soul Sherpa, and I was on a different channel. So I'm with the, let me see, glasses on, 270 area code. Hi. Hello.
Hi. My name is Joy.
Hi,
and
Joy.
I wanted to ask if you have any messages or guidance for me.
Messages for you? Yeah, I have to be able to tune in to... I have to be able to make sure I'm tuned in to you because I have a full switchboard of people, and that's why I listen to the person's voice. So what did you – I have to just – have you listened to my show before?
I believe I have. I believe
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Do you like to tune into Blog Talk and listen to the spiritual shows, or you just kind of check all the –
I do. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you like
it's to mainly spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Let me see, what do I have for Joy Spirit? I feel like when I just like flash into the energy of like your mind and your soul, that you're looking out, and almost as though you would look at the stars, or maybe you should look at the stars. Do you look at the stars?
Yes, whenever I can see them.
Yeah, because what I see is you see the wild blue yonder, you know, you see all that expansiveness as though you want to go there, but you don't really know how to fit yourself into that feeling. And it's almost like you get a feeling sometimes like you want to go home, like that it feels a little too restrictive being on Earth.
Hearing that you're in Hawaii, I was thinking, I want to go where you are, like anywhere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's you know what? I feel bad. At least once a day, I feel bad that everybody else can't live here because, you know, and I lived here because I just had to. I have to be where, yes, there's star-filled skies at night because we have low light pollution and that the air is so fresh and the negative ions from nature are so intense and the magnetic field is so strong. And it's, I had to have this at a certain point. I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And when I was age 38, I just had to get where I could expand my being. So yeah, I guess, I mean, that's a good way to put it is you really want to expand your being.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do everything in your power to not restrict yourself at this time, because if that's what I was picking up, that means that's what your higher self wants. And everybody needs to hear this. If you align with, this is especially with the higher energy of the planet, it will fight you. It'll seem like it's fighting you if you try to push or do something that's not in alignment with your highest good. But if you can tune into what your highest good is, which is what your higher self wants, you'll just fly. It'll just go really well because the universe, the planet, the energy of the planet is in full support of your highest good at this point in time. So if I were you, even if you don't think you have the means, I would just set those feelings free and just go, I just really want to explore. I want to go on an adventure. I want to see natural phenomena, you know, like mountain streams or the Milky Way from a mountain, or, you know, meet new people, any of that kind of thing, anything you want to do, just set it free in your heart. And then the universe should meet you and take you there.
Okay. I love it.
All right. So set yourself free and the universe will support you in that. It will not support you in having security and restricting yourself. It will not support that. Okay, so that's your message.
I love
spirit.
It. Think
beautiful.
About that.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Joy. Aloha. Aloha. Okay, so let me see. Now I'm going to go to the... I can take a couple more calls, BTW. Okay, I'm with the 860 area code. Hi, what can we talk about tonight?
Hi, thank you so much. Your spirit is just pure joy.
Thank you.
It is.
I feel joy.
You exude it. Just listening to you is just so peaceful. If I never got through, I'd feel better. So thank you for taking my...
Thank you. Yeah.
I got a puppy in January, and she came to us sick, and they're talking about pancreas not making enough. Mm. They're talking about liver shunt, and I'm just wondering, is she going to be okay? We're going to vets. We're having all the tests, but is she going to be okay?
Let me see. What kind of dog is she?
She's a Coton de Toulouse. Very pretentious, but she's not. And I'm not. She's just not allergic.
Oh.
She's all white, and her name is Liliana.
Oh, how pretty. Let me see
Thank
if
you.
I can tune into her spirit.
You said that.
What was that?
She heard you. She looked up at me and her tail was wagging when you said, isn't that pretty?
Oh.
Thank you.
Liliana. Hello. Liliana? Is that what it is? Hi, sweetie.
It looks right.
What's going on? What's going on, sweetheart? Aw. Aw, why is this what's wrong? I'm picking up a sensation and I don't know what it is. It's almost like it's in animal feelings. I have to try to interpret what that is. Let me see. Wow. Okay, so now let me ask you something. Have you had a lot of pets?
I've had dogs with my parents, but I had a dog that I just lost that was almost 17 last year.
Oh.
And she was on hospice for 16 months.
Oh, she was on hospice for 16 months?
Yes.
Because I'm getting this strange, like, this is going to sound a little funny, but maybe depending on how much you are in touch with your animal spirits, the feeling I'm getting is that she's saying to me that she doesn't like being in the body that she's in.
This dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
So, the thing is that our animal spirits keep coming back into our life. And I was wondering if you thought that her personality was one of your other pets that you've had that transitioned already.
I keep saying she is different from any other animal I have ever had.
Okay.
I keep saying that because she is.
Does she think she doesn't like the body that she's in? And she says it's too fussy. She says that the body is too fussy. Is she a purebred? You said something. Your voice every once in a while, I don't know if you're turning away from the phone. She's a purebred animal?
She is.
Yeah. Have you had purebreds before?
Yeah. A couple times.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because it's something about that. It's like she's saying that the body is too fussy. And a lot of times purebreds are, they were bred, you know, a long time ago for whatever they are. And some of the bodies, they don't necessarily, they aren't the best combination of things. But that's what I'm getting. But I'm trying, now let's see if there's anything that can be done. I'm not getting anything exactly. It doesn't mean there isn't something. Liliana, do you think that you can hang in there? Do you think you can, where we're communicating with you here, and I hear you, and I'm wondering if you can just accept this body and make it work out, because I think you can make it work out. I really do. I'm feeling like this acknowledgement, almost like she's got a personality that's, you know, part of her personality is saying that. And I don't know if you can talk to her. I think that might be a good idea to establish communication with her. And just know that if she's saying something to me like, I don't like the body that I'm in, then it's one of your animal souls. It definitely is one of your animal souls. I can tell that anyway.
Okay.
Because of the connection that you have. So I would talk to her. I'd establish dialogue because they really do. I live with a Maine Coon cat, and it's just amazing the level of communication that they're capable of. And if you just go into your heart and you talk to them
and then try to receive what they're communicating to you and communicate back. I think that would
okay.
be a good idea. And now let me see if, but you need to do that. And is there anything? So it's not really going to be a matter of, like, spending money on surgery or anything. I guess that's what I'm saying, too. Or health treatments. It's a matter of talking to her soul, and working out some kind of a deal, you know. Because you could spend all the money, and then if she doesn't want to be here in that body, she's going to find a way. It's all the soul, really. From being a spirit medium all my life, I can tell you that the soul decides when to be born, and it decides when to withdraw. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the trick to working through the situation is to talk to her soul.
Okay.
Because that's where the problem lies, is in that.
Okay.
But she loves
we'll
you.
Do.
She loves you, though.
Oh, thank you for
all
telling
right.
me that. God bless you so much.
She loves you very much. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in. Aloha. That's such a cute name. I have a new granddaughter who was born in March, and her name is Eliana. That's such a delicate name. Okay, so now I'm going to the 914 area code. Hi. What can we talk about
Hi.
Tonight?
Thank you.
Hi.
For speaking, Michael. Hi.
Sure.
Yes, I'm very grateful. I'm wondering, too, with work, if you see... you know, if you can see me expanding with new collaborators or just expanding my reach somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been talking to people about collaborations already? Because I'm seeing, when you say that, I see... like the energy of people, but I feel mm-hmm. like those people aren't moving. It's like they're not on the same trajectory that you are. And then
exactly.
I see, and I see you ready to move. So where are you going? Let me see. So I'm getting that you would want to release those people and, don't let that energy stagnate you. And, I'm getting that your heart is calling you to go ever deeper into your heart. And then you detach from these energies, they're not bad. They're just not moving, in, like I said, not in the same direction as you, especially. That's the problem. But I see you going deeper into your house. So when you detach, then your heart will take you, and it will also magnetize to you new people and new experiences. But you first have to let go of that first.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's exactly
and it should be automatic.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly what it's been feeling like. Yeah, no, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I just had that happen to me recently where I was like, my life doesn't seem to be moving like I feel like it should, you know, with momentum. And then I realized that I had gotten so used to a certain area of the island and a certain group of people that that I wasn't even aware that they were weighing me down. So I did a whole ceremony of letting go, and within a couple of days I was moved. So I do know that how that works about you get used to something, the energy of something that you start to adopt it as your own, and it isn't. So you got to isolate it and then let go of it with love and blessings, and then you'll get moved to, and I've been meeting all new people, so I needed to also, and I still have more new people to meet. So I do, as far as deepening in your heart, and that's the main thing, I'm really seeing your heart, you should feel your heart warming up and filling up. And then you'll,
yeah.
Any question about that? I got a couple minutes left.
Thank you. I was, I have another question, if that's okay, a different question.
Yeah. Yeah, because I got a couple minutes left, and you're my last caller on the board. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if I can get away next year a little bit too, possibly overseas, you know, like just take a little trip and see too if, you know, anything out there calls to me, you know, to maybe stay there for a while.
Oh, yeah, you kind of want to feel things out. Yeah, you want to let go of the, and you want to just get around and start to feel things out. I feel like I think that would happen sooner than next year. Is that, I know, I realize there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but you definitely want to start venturing out, meeting new people and feeling different circumstances and things. And then you're going to eventually, as you're doing that, all the pieces will come together. But I'm also getting, take some time to meet new people and check out some new things. And then what happens is you, as you're making your choices, like, this group or these people are, you know, don't be afraid of being judgmental. Just say where you feel like it fits you and where it doesn't fit you, where it feels right, where it resonates, where it might not resonate. And then as you do that, you're almost like building this virtual reality as you move along, and then you'll it'll keep moving you into different vistas. Definitely time to start exploring and checking out. But I see something like that kind of sooner than later. But
oh, that's impressive. That's I guess it's kind of not a separate question. It's kind of tied into the first of, get out there and start going to new visits.
Start just feeling your way through it. Yeah, and feel your way through it. I'm getting that the people that you're involved with, they're too much on the upper part. They're too much mentally focused. You need to go more heart-focused, heart-centered, and then move in that realm and discover new people and things in that realm. That's why they're stuck. They're not as deep.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. You're so right. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, good. Good. Thanks for the feedback. All right, everybody. Well, click on follow on the show so you get notifications. I've been lazy lately about setting up shows. Well, I started some classes at UH West Oahu in screenwriting and some of the things I like to do, and I just started a new improv group, so I've been super busy and thought, I got to get back to my show because I always really enjoyed doing it. So click on follow and check out my books when you get a chance. They're all reasonably priced. They're all as e-books. And it was really nice talking to you.
Thank you.
And everybody else. Thank you. Hello. Well, that was a great show. I'm so glad I did this. I realized a couple days ago I needed to set up a show, and I was actually running around today doing all kinds of things, and I came back and took a quick nap before I did the show, and I'm glad it all went the way it did. So, click on follow, please. And then you'll get a notification when I set up shows. And I promise I'll try to do them more often now. And I really appreciate all my callers. Everybody can learn from the people who call in, and you're very brave to do so. And I'll see you next time. Aloha.